market and just mix it up a bit, different foods and stalls. It's great idea.
Yeah, no.
I was just going to say, how's young Taylor Marshall and Collett from last
night? Look, I haven't had any updated this morning, Mike, but last night I was just going to mention Taylor Marshall, a suspected fracture to his left wrist and a dislocated left shoulder, and Jason Collett had a suspected fracture to his foot. The Taylor Marshall one, he just, I don't know whether either of you guys saw it, the head on, but he came out and then looked very uncomfortable, and in the end I think the safest thing for him was to just simply fall.
Yeah, it was like he went one way, the horse went the other. I think the horse just maybe just put him off balance at the start, or maybe, you know, with those toes and the irons that it's jumped out and rubbed his foot on the side of the barriers. I don't know, but he just completely lost balance. He went one way, the horse went the other. It was a bit the same with Collett as well. So, to what you would think, sometimes those falls out the barrier, pretty simple stuff. You just land there and you're not in full stride. But they were two injuries have come out of it, unfortunately, for the two riders involved. It's bad luck. It's terrible.
We've got an update on Taylor Marshall. He's got a broken left wrist. The shoulder went back in last night. As I say, there, a dislocated left shoulder. So the shoulder's been placed back in, and he's got a broken thumb on his right hand. So that's the updated info this morning for Taylor Marshall. Obviously in a great deal of pain. Broken left wrist. The shoulder went back in last night, and a broken thumb on the right hand. And as we've seen, Ron, on many occasions on anything, not just a jockey, but when you fall, you put your hands out, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly. The natural instinct, isn't it? So there's always, those collarbones usually the first thing that goes when you put your arms out when you're falling, and it gets gradually worse after that. So, it's, we feel for them because it's...
Yeah, for sure. We'll get an update on Jason Collett as soon as we can. He had rides today, so I know the stewards will be all over that. We're going to be chatting with many people this morning. Robert Price, Tim Clark, Matt Dunn, Matt Smith, Michael Hawkes and John O'Shea are all going to be joining us. And I'll just check if there's someone online. Robert Price is. Robert, good morning to you. Welcome to Racing HQ Saturday. And it wouldn't be a tab highway, mate.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. How you going?
I'm going well. You're there with another last start winner, trying to get some more healthy prize money.
Yeah, well, really, Luke and I are trying to get our licences through as partners in the provincial arena, and that took a bit more time than I anticipated. So they're still there, and we're still country trainers. So why not? We'll give it another stab.
How's that partnership going? Is it ready to come through, Rob?
No, it hasn't. We've got applications got to go before the board on the 20th of this month.
Okay.
So it's probably been more my fault than theirs. I didn't realise I had to have so much paperwork. There's a lot of paperwork involved, so a little bit of my fault. I thought it was something simple, but it wasn't.
Mm. You bring Ballarooga Knight back to town here. He obviously showed good benefit from his first up run with a big win at Kembla last time.
Yeah, look, the small field helped him at Kembla, Ronnie. He's a horse that can get feel shy, and the barrier one first ump just didn't suit him. He sort of never got out of second gear that day. He was too busy, trying to run over top of the runner. Kembla, small field, enjoyed a lovely run, run where he was, he wasn't pressured by any other runner. The horse has always possessed good natural ability.
Is he trained on well?
He has. He looks like a skinned rabbit. There's nothing of him, but I know a bit about the breed, and that's just them, But he's bucking his brand off at the moment. And I wouldn't like. Is there any options for this horse currently that I wouldn't risk backing him up like I have? Because it's a 10-day turnaround, but he's a danger to himself at the moment.
The soft track shouldn't be too much of a problem for him.
No, look, he loves a soft track, the only thing is, this horse done nearly a career-ending tendon injury last prep in the paddock of all places, not on a racetrack. But that was, I was reluctant to go anywhere near, anything worse than a 7 anyway. But today, I'm very optimistic with the weather today, Ronnie. I think, I just think things are going to dry out quick.
What about this mare, Leamy Astray? She's obviously better than, highway class sort of a mare.
Yeah, she's always shown us real good ability, but she just wouldn't give herself a bit of peace. Like, she overdoes it. Her last start, Kathy said all she wanted to do was relax, but we drew that awkward gate, and then we sort of were obliged to go forward, otherwise we'd feel 3 or 4 deep. so obliged to go forward. We've done all the donkey work last start, but she's, you know, the penny's dropped as far as tractability is concerned. Although today we've drawn the same gate and we'll be obliged to go forward again. So, but she's wanting to settle.
Okay, would I be right in saying her worst run was on a soft six there at Nowra one day?
It was, and we had this debate for about half an hour this morning before scratching time. Look, she pulled a muscle in the shoulder that day, and it was one of those things, the unknown, like, we don't know whether it happened barriers, or she ended up with a hematoma right where the brand is on the shoulder. And I give her a spell pretty well much straight after that. So it was hard to say, was it the wet track, or was it that muscle tear? But in saying that, she's awkwardly put together, conformational-wise.
Yep.
But I think, I'm riding all the work now that looks at Kembler, and I think that a bit of give will do her a favour.
Okay, beautiful. All right, well, good luck today, and hopefully next time we talk, Indias, we'll be talking to you as a team.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, come on, Robert. You've got to... look, I know trainers, I know us all in racing, we're so busy, but come on, get the paperwork in.
Yeah, I'm the sort of bloke that likes digging a hole more so than doing the paperwork.
I think we're all a bit like, I don't know about digging a hole, something physical, but I'm into everything else but paperwork. Thank God I've got a wife to do all that. But, mate, good luck with it. I hope everything comes together.
Thank you very much.
And I'm into everything else but digging a hole.
Yeah, no. I was going to say, hey, Rob, you got Mike Fraser, Ron Duffersey, and Andrew Bensley. And
we won't be putting any fences up. Don't worry about that.
None of us are going to be digging a hole.
It was actually a pun off the castle, but anyway.
You have a good day today, mate.
Yeah, all the best, guys.
Righto. Robert Price there. When was the last hole you dug?
Hello.
Well,
who will I go to first?
I think the last time Michael dug a hole was to hide his money in it. And that's about the only hole he's been digging.
Well, you know, some of us are physical and some of us aren't. But Tim Clark, he's been physical, Dad.
Top cat.
And he's online right now on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, Tim.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Gee, mate, I wish I was around you just to touch you, mate. You're getting on the right horse. I know what you'll say, but you must be getting, every time you go out there, you've just got the confidence with you.
Yeah, exactly. The confidence is sky high at the moment. It's a good feeling. And as you said, you're going out there. You pretty much think you can nearly win every race. So it's a good feeling. And hopefully we can keep it going.
How is it? How do you find it with the, you know, a big night last night, and you know you got to get home and try and sleep, and then you got probably a bigger meeting. This is our biggest meeting of the week on Saturdays. How does it affect a bloke like yourself?
I think you sort of do get a little bit used to it after a while. I'm a very good sleeper, so it doesn't take me much to go to sleep. But I suppose being up on the Central Coast, I've got that drive home, so you sort of, by the time I get home, I'm sort of wound down anyway.
Yeah.
So I can go straight to sleep. Obviously, no track work this morning. You have a bit of a lie in and get ready to go again.
Tim, last night, mate, we were just talking about night racing a few minutes ago. It must be great for the jockey to see on a Friday night people hanging over the fence, you know, watching the action and seeing you return.
It is. There's the two night meetings so far. There's been a great atmosphere, and yeah, it's really good fun, and you know, it's much more enjoyable, than having no one there. That's for sure.
So
there's a good vibe around the place and under the lights, and yeah, and quick racing too with the half hour breaks. There's sort of not a lot of downtime, so you're on the go all the time as well, and It's been really good the last, you know, so far this year. So hopefully whatever they're doing, the ATC, it's working, and hopefully it continues.
Well, you've got a busy day today, 9 rides. You start off with the first with the Mission. Now, you rode him in the pre-season trials, and if he reproduced that performance, he'd be in a race like this.
Yeah, and even his trial, I know it was only Musselbrook the other day, Duff, but trialled really good again. Just sort of lost the plot a bit before the breeders there. He half took off going the barriers, and I think he was probably out of play before the gates opened. So a bit of a freshen up a trial in between, which I haven't had a look. What's the track at the moment?
It's a six.
Soft six.
Yeah, he's had a run and two trials. So fitness wise, he's probably a little bit ahead of the others. And on a rain expected track, that's going to be a bit of a test for him. It could play into his favour.
Race two cannot be serious. He hit the line okay. Went up in class last time.
Yeah, he ran behind a pretty smart one the other night, the other day. So,
yes, that's how they tell me.
Look, I think he'll appreciate the extra distance. Looks like he's been crying out for that. Small field, he'll put himself in behind the speed somewhere and give himself a chance. But I think he'll really appreciate stepping out to 1300.
De Meister in race three, another one for Paul. You've had experience on him in the past. He's a one pace grinder, isn't he?
He'll out of four more rides today, he's probably one of the ones that'll really appreciate the give in the track. Ridden him a couple of times. Thought he was going to win at Warwick Farm when I rode him, but didn't stretch out him on the good three. He's been racing consistently, but I think he's one that'll definitely love the cut in the track, and that'll give him a chance down on the minimum from a nice gate.
The highway handicap, Dothraki Queen, beaten favourite first up at Wagga. You wouldn't know much about her.
No, trialled, won a trial by 10 before she went to the races this prep, so probably why she started so short. Just couldn't get into the race the other day. Out to the 1400, it's a bit of a step up for her quickly, but she'll be able to get into the race and put herself right on speed today, and hopefully that helps her.
Luna Rye is ready to do something third up. He has some fairly solid wet form.
Yeah, he's had a couple of runs back now, probably getting, as you said, nearing peak fitness. He's had a trial between to keep him ticking over, and he drops into a suitable looking race for him, and hopefully he can bounce back into a bit of form. He has been out of form a little bit, but hopefully he can recapture a bit of his early form.
This mare from Queensland, Alpen Rose, Robert Heathcote doesn't come to town often. He's chasing that prize money, I'd say. And if it kept raining, she's 3 from 3 on heavy tracks.
Yeah, Wolf rang me on Tuesday and he said she's going to throw her entry in. She's definitely coming down. We're just going to pray for the rain. So
okay.
Their wishes have been granted. And as I said, she's a great wet tracker. She's been racing well up in Queensland since Rob's got her. I don't know a lot about her, but what Wolf said was that she grows a leg in the wet, so hopefully it keeps raining for her.
Well, everything Wolf's praying for at the moment's happening. So.
Yeah.
Balmain Boy, can he get the job done today?
I thought his last run was really good. The leader probably didn't take him far enough. He got to the front a bit soon, and Balmain Boy being him, he thought the job was done. He's pretty casual and he just sort of got to the front and thought, I've done my job now. So not saying he would have beat the winner. The winner was quite impressive, but I thought that race was probably had a little bit more depth than this race. And the horse he's ticking over good. I can't fold him. So from one, he's going to lay up into a good spot again today, and He'll be thereabouts again when the whip's cracking.
Burning Passion, good pick-up ride. Love the sting out of the ground. Big weight, but obviously a good hope.
Yeah, obviously James has sort of found the key to him a bit there. Just the race and a month between runs with a trial seems to have worked pretty much his whole preparation. So he's stuck to the same plan again. I think the wet track will really assist him. His form on the wet's been really good, so it's really going to assist him. He's got to carry a bit of weight, but he's a big, strong horse, and he's going to roll forward, make his own luck. Should look the winner most of the way down the straight.
And they're backing in for a dig up, last week's winner. She got the job done well last week.
Yeah, she, Billy, that when I rode at Warwick Farm, they just went too slow, got caught wide, no cover, overdid it. Got some cover the other day and sprinted really good. That looks probably a stronger race this week. So she's probably gonna need to improve a little bit. In saying that, she should find the right spot in the run, a bit of speed. Hopefully I can find Noeta's back and I can do that and follow her as far as I can. She's got a good little sprint on her and with no weight on her back, hopefully she can sprint hard like she did last week.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Tim. Tim Clark going through all of his rides, and Mikey's got so many good rides today that he can be right there again in this TAB Jockey Challenge.
Oh, 100%. 100% on the back of those five winners he rode last week. He's right. Even notwithstanding the fact that some of our good jockeys are away, he really is in sync at the moment. He's riding really well.
Yep. We've got a couple of extras here. Vassal's come out of race three for Chris Waller. Race three, number one. It would have been near, would have been favourite, Ron, so that market will just change a little bit there.
It was my clear best bet of the day as well. So I'm sure the market will change. He was a $2.80 favourite.
Yeah, OK, so it comes out. Your horse, who ran last night, Sugar Bay Leonard's out of race nine. Race nine, number 10. So they're the extras that we've had so far this morning. So, Ron, they haven't come in large numbers, and that's good because we've got a couple of fields that are reasonably low.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's... look, I'm encouraged that, you know, we I think most trainers are realising this rain's going to stop, and that's... Yep. As long as it's not raining on the day, and we've only got a six... You know, it's not as if we've had inches of rain, you know. So.
No, exactly. Storm Sirens come out. It ran last night. And, in fact, I think it might have bled for a second time. But it's not running today, Storm Siren, race 8, number 11. Last night they had a similar crowd, about 4,000, just over 4,000 night racing at Canterbury, as it was for the first meeting. So well done to all concerned. And Matt Dunn was trying to get that evening star with handwritten. Matty Dunn, you just couldn't quite hold on that last sort of 50 to 100 metres.
Yeah, probably. Probably did a pretty good job. It might have scooted along a little bit quicker than what we probably thought they would. We thought we might have just been able to lead by a couple of lengths and skip away on straightening, but they were sort of right on our hammer on straightening up. But that horse's done a really good job this preparation. You know, he's only had a handful of starts, and I think he's got a little bit better with each start, but he'll have a break now and come back, and we'll try and line him up with some of the better races like over the winter.
Okay.
Matt, your owner in Sydney today is Say You Love Me. He's placed in Saturday class at Eagle Farm there, second up. 1,400 probably looks ideal for him now.
Yeah, it does, absolutely. She's a get-back horse, but I think you'd probably be a better judge than me how quick they'll go in this, but it looks to me like there's probably pretty good tempo, so from that gate we'll find a happy spot somewhere, second half of the field, and get her to the outside in the straight. But, her last run was really good. She was last at the 300. And in her final sectionals would have been probably the best she's run in her life. So I think she's in pretty good shape for a race like this.
Any feelings on her in a soft track here today?
Amazingly, she's had 11 starts and 10 of them been on good track. She had one night at Grafton one day on a, I think it was a 5 or 6 maybe. I think it was a bit worse than that, but... She's by Bella Spree, and most of them get through it, so I don't think
that'd
be a problem.
Okay, so you say she's got to be ridden back and just come with one run at them?
That seems to be the best way to ride her. We sort of tinkered with her when I first got her a few times and just figured out that wherever she is in the run, as long as she's happy and travelling and she floats, she does have a really good turn of foot. And that's probably how we'll ride her again today from that gate. There's not much point trying to press. I think there's probably 4 or 5 horses in all go. So we can find a spot somewhere second half of the field in front of 2 or 3, we'll be happy.
How's the pace look, Ron? Is there much here?
Look, I would have thought it's up in the air. You know, there's a couple that'll roll forward there without... You know, sometimes I've done speed maps on these highway races thinking they're going to go slow, and they go a lot quicker than what I think. So maybe I'm misjudging the country speed, but I would have think, you know, horses like a Kiko Gold and Nick's Vendetta up to 1,400 would go forward. Butteroo Knight won't be far away. Darts Away could go forward to a certain extent. I don't know, but there's... You know, 2 or 3 of them, maybe, Andrew, there.
Yeah.
Couple of runners in Brisbane, Matt. Saxon Rock, did you expect a little more at its debut?
Yeah, a little bit difficult to understand. His first up run, he sort of didn't jump properly and got back and a bit lost. And he'd only had one trial going into that. And my one of my other horses won the race, and in comparing both of them going into the race, there wasn't a whole lot between them, but he's been a fair space. He'll improve a lot on what he did first up. Decent gate today. We'll give him a good kick and be nice and positive out of the gates and try and put him somewhere, because they came through trials together, and both the horses, as I said, my other horse won the race. There wasn't anything between them, so if he can reproduce his trial performance and compare it to the horse that won his first start, he certainly should be right in the finish.
For Tiro, how's he come on in race four in Brisbane? How's he come on since the Country Classic win?
Yeah, really good. He travelled home great, hasn't missed a beat. The big advantage when they've done it before, him and both him and Perfect Garrett had been to Sydney and back once before that, and they seem to just cop it. They come home and settle straight back in, and you know, they get that one trip away out of the way, and they're good. He has a missed a beat. He looks pretty well placed again today too.
And you did tell us Perfect Air may be a run short for first up. He would be right in this race with natural improvement.
Yeah, he is. You're right. He raced too fresh first up, and just needed that. But he's a great big heavy horse. It's difficult to get into a good level of fitness without taking him to the races, and he got good benefit out of that. He galloped with Handwritten on Tuesday morning. Handwritten's probably my best worker. Well, Perfect Air worked better than him on Tuesday. So if that's any indication on how Handwritten ran last night in that race, then you know, the Perfect Air up here is probably in a race that's not as good a quality as what Handwritten was in last night. So if we can take a line through those two, it should be really hard to beat.
Beauty. Good luck with them today.
Pleasure, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Matt Dunn there. He's got Perfect Air scratched out of the last in Sydney to run there in Brisbane in race 8. Race 8, number 7. Gambled has come out of the Tab Highway. Kurt Goldman scratched his horse here. Race 4, number 6, Gambled. So we're sitting at about, 8 or 9 scratchings as we chat right now. Matt Smith is joining us on Racing HQ Saturday. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew, Mike, Ron.
Hello, Matt.
Good to talk to you, mate. Obviously, far away town. Can it rebound down in Melbourne today?
You know, she's in good shape today.
Yep.
Really pleased with her preparation today, and she's trained on nicely. I can't fault her, really. She's in great shape.
It was just one of those, look, I went back to the other day, and it was just one of those races that just nothing fell into place properly for her.
No, it didn't, Ron. Dwayne, after the race, said that just a horse to his outside just was four wide, and he felt that it'd drop off because it sat there. But and so he made a decision just to wait and hopefully peel out. But that horse kept holding him in, and then he just put heels on the point of the turn when James's horse came back on top of him, and he said just then he had to wait a couple of strides longer than he wanted to get out, and basically when he got out of the bird of play, the race was over really.
Yeah, she still run through the line. You got no problems with her at a mile, have you?
No problems at all. The mile will be right up for rally, I'm sure of that. She'll run a strong mile today. Just a matter of tactically how that race is going to be run. That's okay. All.
And she obviously stayed in Melbourne. She hasn't come home and gone back, has she? Or
no, she stayed down there.
Okay, beauty. Nice winner last night.
No, it was good. Yeah, really pleased to get him a city win. Bogey's persistent with him because he's always shown good talent at home, but yeah, finally he's put it all together. It was great.
Anything at Kembla today?
I've got one down there today, Masu. Actually, she's going quite well, but not sure about the wet track. She has won on a wet track, but she raced poorly a couple of times also on it, so I'm not sure about that.
Okay. All right, well, let's hope Far Away Town can get it done for you today. The timing looks perfect for her.
Yeah, no, thanks, Ron. Yeah, no, I'm really happy, and if we can get a bit of luck in running, I think she'll be right to finish.
Beauty.
Good on you. All right, Matt, good luck today.
Thanks,
down there.
Thank you.
Matt Smith joining us with Far Away Town. It was one of those runs, Ron, you can forget it and move on.
Just exactly right. Nothing sort of unfolded for her. Look, I want to be on her today at the price.
Yeah, I think they've sort of forgotten her a bit, haven't they?
Yeah, well, they just thought, the other filly that beat her, and she's pretty smart, Jennifer Lynn, but she got a fly out wide, and they all just think maybe that, you know, she's the better filly. I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah. We've got two TAB meetings outside Rosehill and Kembla today around New South Wales. It's the Hair of the Dog Day at Gundagai, and they've had rain 22 millimetres overnight. The track is now a soft 6 for Gundagai. So a soft six for Gundagai, and that weather continues to be overcast, so we'll keep an eye on that. The first race is about 1:30, and we've also got a tab meeting at Narromine today, and I'll just get updated information. Yeah, they've had rain there as well. It's a heavy nine for the tab meeting at Narromine. I'll just get how much rain they've had. They've had 32 millimetres in the last 24 hours, but they're telling us fine weather and winds predicted today. So that track shouldn't get any worse than a heavy nine. Let's hope it improves a little bit for those TAB programs in New South Wales. Still to come, the likes of John O'Shea and Michael Hawkes. You're either listening or watching Racing HQ Saturday.
Every morning, TAB Talk has a winning formula for racing and sports punters. Take last Saturday when trainer Peter Galagotis couldn't have been more confident with eventual Dali Classic winner Malaguera.
Will we expect something similar today? That would be a definite yes, because it is a Group 1 and it is $1 million race. I don't know if I can contain myself.
Not only racing, but all the inside info on cricket, A-League and basketball on TAB Talk. Every morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Race for millions at the New Look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival. The New Look Queensland Summer now includes three feature lead-in race days packed with 14 black-type races to prepare you for Jeep Magic Millions Race Day. There's also four Magic Millions wildcard races, the $1.5 million Queensland Summer Crowns and the 100k Villiers Burnborough Bonus. Race for riches in Queensland. Download the New Look Queensland Summer Carnival program at racingqueensland.com.au.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse offer a strong, ready-to-run two-year-old filly with a sensational pedigree. By Foxwedge, a leading second-season sire, our fillies are half-sister to six winners from the brilliant black-type family of Polar Success, Bring Me the Maid, Ain't Seen Nothing and Backman. Become part of the Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
This spring racing carnival, it's easy to help support the CUB 55. The 55 CUB workers terminated without notice and then offer their jobs back for 65% less pay. Simply join the spring replacing carnival and replace any CUB made beers with anything else. And celebrate the GGs without the CUBs. It'll not only send a message of support to the workers, it'll send a blunt message to CUB management and hopefully increase their odds of offering their jobs back. Visit the Boycott CUB page on Facebook for full details of which beers to avoid.
Authorised by Alan Hicks, ETU Australia.
This is Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley. Brought to you by TAB. We love a bet.
It is Racing HQ Saturday. As we've told you, Taylor Marshall and Jason Collett have suffered injuries out of last night's falls at Canterbury. Neither jockey is riding today, so replacements coming, particularly for Jason Collett at Rose Hill. In race three, the rider for four, Pursuit of Honour, is now Ty England. Race three, number four, Ty England. And race five, number three, Moral Victory, is Blake Spriggs. Blake Spriggs, race five, number three. So as soon as we get more replacements, we'll bring them to you. Mike, just while we've got a couple of minutes ahead of getting John O'Shea, just this first race today, there obviously are a group of two-year-olds that we'll start seeing come through, maybe Magic Millions horses. Epic Grant, I understand, is a Magic Millions horse. And earlier this morning, Tony Brazel was all over Godolphin's two-year-old Veronillo. So what's your instinct on this group?
Well, they're not a bad little team. I think the race experience of Jungle Lives is going to hold it in good stead. And the one that I think Ronnie's keen on, The Mission, has also got that race experience, although it was a failed performance. Veronillo looked good in the trials. Time was pretty slow, though. That's a slight concern. I think there was 12 heats on the day, all over the same distance. Three of them were two-year-olds. This horse ran the slowest of the three two-year-olds and overall ran the slowest overall time of all the 12 heats. So time-wise, it wasn't there, but sort of just sat off them on the bit, sort of came around three and four wide, when the jock gave it a dig up, it certainly did accelerate nicely over the last 150 metres. Luckily, it did go to the line, because if it didn't go to the line, based on the slow overall time, I would have been concerned. What did you think, Ron?
I think you're right to a certain extent. It didn't run the time, but there was substance there. There was plenty of substance. It looked to be moving beautifully, had the ears pricked, looked to have plenty of time to offer there. So I think he looks pretty good, pretty sharp, but it'd be nice to get John's opinion of him, actually, if we can get him this morning. So
He's online, Ron, but just before I go to him, the scratchings have gone straight to final, so I'll give these and then we'll go to John. And we have a scratching in the first, number 8, African Rainbow. Now, it's going to Kembla Grange, I think. I haven't got Kembla in front of me, but take out race 1, number 8, African Rainbow. Race 2 is clear. The third, number 1, Vassal, number 1. Race 4, number 6, Gambled, number 6. Race 5, number 7, Final Decision is out. Race 5, number 7. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 2, Wine Tales. 7, Kenner has just come out. And 11, Storm Siren. So 2, 7 and 11 out of race 8. And race 9, 4, Ziggy Willy. 7, Perfect Dare. 10, Sugar Bay Leonard. And 11, Pick Me Up. 4, 7, 10 and 11. And repeating, the Ty England is on race 3, number 4. And Blake Spriggs is on race 5, number 3. More replacements for Jason Collett to come. Godolphin's leading trainer, John O'Shea, is with us. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Just before I did those scratchings, we were talking around the first race today and your two-year-old, Veronillo. What's your thoughts on this two-year-old?
He's been a nice horse all along, and probably didn't get an opportunity to show his wares in the trial. It was a very slow time, but I think he's a good feel at home. He's a lovely Medallia colt, big deep girth on him, big tough colt. So, he should give a good account of himself.
He'll just position just somewhere just off the speed there, John?
Yeah, Duff. I think at a slow six, take the opportunity to stay one off and probably come a little bit away from the fence, you know.
Okay. Other runners today, Merso in race 5. How's he going to return today?
He's good, Duff, but I think the slow six will probably just compromise him. He likes to feel his teeth rattle, you know, when he's galloping, and it's probably just going to be a little bit wet for him. So, but he needs to get started, and but he's much better on firm ground.
Okay. Painted Fire Tail, she's back from Victoria. How's she settled back in?
Yeah, she's done really well. The advent of a bit of rain there today is really going to help her chances. Likes to run space. She's very unlucky at Geelong in the stakes race there. She got squeezed out when they're coming out the gates, and sort of didn't forget fun. So she's done well at home, and, you know, obviously I think the cut to ground will really help her.
Moa, he took control and dominated last time. What are your expectations with him on the wet?
I think he'd be okay, Rhonda, down to the slow six. I like where he's drawn. You know, gives Brett the chance just to get some of the race up. Yeah, a pretty aggressive ride, to say the least, there the other day. I was sort of wondering what we were doing at the half mile. Probably riding along a little bit quick, but he was able to keep going, and he probably won't go as quick in the early stages this week. But he's definitely trained on, and he seems to have an affiliation with the 1500 at Rosehill.
Asinara, there was a vet issue with her first up. Seems to be a bit of a street corner tip about her today.
Well, we're a bit surprised as how she ran that day, and you know, it was reported she didn't pull up the best, so for whatever reason, I think Darren thought she just a little bit excited pre-race, which might have contributed. Just blew the cobwebs out of her, worked good. Again, she wouldn't want it any wetter than a six. She's another one who likes to, you know, likes that firmer ground, but I wouldn't be surprised to see her bounce back today.
Okay. And in for a dig in the last solid winning last week, could she do it again?
Well, I thought there was a bit of merit in her run. Sectionally, she is very good. It didn't quite go as quick as what we anticipated, and she was able to reel off some really good sections to get the job done. She gets up in a nice weight again, but obviously a stronger race, but a race that sort of tends to, you know, she sort of map very well, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him to finish again.
You got Morton's Fork going around the guineas. He should do this in Sandown. He seems to have the right form line for this.
I thought it was a strong race, the Carbine Club, Ron.
Yeah.
he acquitted himself very well, and you know the first three sort of cleared out from the others. So I think he's probably entitled to be favourite. Last year you sort of needed to come a good bit off the rail, and if that's the case, it's Pat in the race, he'd probably be suited.
And your other runner is Engerad, who was up the inside on Cox Plate Day, which wasn't ideal.
No, and it's well documented, a run at Caulfield, you know, very unlucky. So things haven't quite panned out for her there so far in Melbourne, but she's in good form. If she got a little bit of luck, I wouldn't be surprised to see her arrive at good odds.
Okay. Is there a winner at Kembla Grange?
I'd be disappointed if Siskin didn't stick a neck out today. A bit of jar out of the track will suit her. She's very, very fit. Jeff just thought it was a bit hard to make up ground there at Newcastle last week, and her effort was very good. Probably a bit better scenario for her this week.
Beauty.
John, we haven't really had the chance to chat over the Flemington Carnival and since particularly the Melbourne Cup. How did you see Hartnell, mate, and what's the autumn plans, I guess, with the distance for the horse?
Well, we were very proud of his efforts, Andrew. The more I look at the tape, probably as good a rider as I've ever seen in a Melbourne Cup, Joe Moreira, to get from 23 to inside James going out of the straight the first time and just bat him out going into that straight. And as a result, we ended up sort of, you know, without a lot of cover for a good portion of the race. So we were really proud of him and thought he ran very well in a fast-run two-mile race. I think he seems to have come home really, really well. And look, he just had a relatively light autumn with the view to probably three runs into a Queen Elizabeth, and that'll be more than enough for him. Probably, unfortunately for us, we're going to have to bump into Chrissy's horse most of those runs, but I suppose it'll be something for the public to come and watch and see if we can get a little bit closer to her.
Go on, Ron.
Would there be any thought of another shot at a Melbourne Cup with him?
Ron, I think the problem for him is next year he'll have 58.
Yeah.
Always a great advocate. If you can't win with 55, you're going to struggle with 58. Next year, history says that Melbourne Cup winners, the following year had a good record in the Caulfield Cup, believe it or not. Charlie doesn't bring one down in the Caulfield Cup, we might have the chance to give him a burn round in the Caulfield Cup next year, which is probably, a little bit more to his liking.
And just on Charlie, there were probably views that he might have left one or two of his horses behind, but they've probably gone too good.
Well, thanks for rubbing that one in here. To be fair, they're all supposed to stay.
Oh, really?
He wants to take them home now.
Yeah, they're all coming down here to stay because I don't think they had a great opinion of them, but I think
now they're champions.
I think they really enjoyed to get the sun on their back, and the training facilities there out at Werribee obviously agreed with them, and the horses have really responded. I suppose the positive thing for Australian racing is it's given John and Charlie the appetite to want to make their way back to Australia on a regular basis, and you'll probably see the similar horses in Sydney, during the autumn in some capacity. Unfortunately, it won't be trained by me, but that's life. And we're very happy to see Charlie do so very well. And, His Highness has taken a great interest in Australian racing, even greater interest as a result of Charlie's success. So that can't be a negative.
And you've obviously been receiving a few imports that you've had a lot of success with, including Hartnell. Is there any new import for you for the next season or two?
Well, that's actually on the discussion table, Ron, and the boys are putting together a little team probably to send down to go into quarantine in the next couple of weeks. There's a couple of options there. The team hasn't been firmed up, but there's definitely a few horses in the pipeline. We'll be happy to let you know what they are when once they go into quarantine.
Beautiful.
Did you get one early? I'm going off memory now, John. Did you get one that we haven't seen a few months ago?
No?
Okay, righto. Just on your spring horses that you've been proud of, you mentioned Hartnell, that you were proud of his run. Is there another horse or another two horses that are in your mind that you think, gee, we were really proud of you in the spring going forward to the autumn?
Well, I know Ron probably going to choke on his coffee when I say this horse's name, but I thought Araki was really admirable. you know, his first three runs in Sydney, he won first up, he ran second at Winkston, won at Epsom. He didn't get down the valley, and then he bounced back tremendously well, in the Emirates from an inside draw where it was a disadvantage and ran second. So, I thought it was a fantastic preparation by him. And, there's a couple of nice ones. We think quite highly of Bazell going forward into the autumn and obviously impending, having had a nice seasoning run, campaign. Hopefully he can step up a little bit better and find himself in a Group 1 race during the autumn.
You got it completely wrong. I've been Hal Raki's greatest supporter all this preparation.
Yeah, no, I know you
have. Good on you, John. Great information, insight for our listeners and viewers this morning. Good luck today, mate.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Have a nice day.
Good on you. John O'Shea from the Godolphin base. I wasn't meant to, but geez, you wouldn't mind oceanographer walking through the door there, Duff.
Oh, well, it's not going to happen now, Charlie. No. It's okay. I better have another crack with these. I can't leave these here. He might show me up.
The way it hit the line there on the Saturday Derby Day.
Pretty incredible performances all round, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
And we got QE today.
Yeah, it's interesting to see if he's already had his grand final or not. That a lot of sometimes these horses that aren't used to the couple of hard runs in a month and what. So we'll find out with QE today.
Michael Hawkes is our last guest on Racing HQ with the interviews and all the scratchings coming up. Also, Mike, good morning to you.
Andy, how are you?
I'm well, mate, I'm well. We were just talking to John about the spring and what it brought, mate. It brought good success for you and Divine Prophet and many others that we now can't wait for. They're having a short little spell. It is a short spell, isn't it, as they get ready for the autumn?
Yeah, it doesn't take long to come around again, and unfortunately you can't race everywhere, and you've just got to try and plan as best you can and put them in the right company, and hopefully they can do the rest.
You've had a great carnival in your own right, but you lost a mate to retirement there last week, our boy Malachi.
Yeah, Duff, it's a bit sad, but honestly, he's been a great old war horse for us, and it just would have been the ideal scenario to go out a winner in a Group 1, but, to do what he did when we got him, obviously he had 13 starts, or 13 wins, should I say, up at Rocky, and he was an old horse then and came back, and he won his first three for us over summer, and we put him out, and he's ran third in a BTC Cup, and obviously bled in the 10,000, had a colic attack, had operation, bled, all that sort of scenario, and to come back, and honestly, I truly believe his win at Caulfield was his best win, because he'd never been to Melbourne, never been that way of going, just sat off the speed and went bang and unleashed, and that was the true horse. I wish I had got him 2 years earlier. I know that.
No, he's been a great horse throughout his career, and he still is. He's going to enjoy his retirement up there at Rocky. Is that where he's going?
Yeah, he's heading back home. He's still here at the moment. He's arrived back in Sydney, and everyone here in the stables wanted to see him one more time, and they love him, and he's been like a pet to us. And he'll head back on up to Gold Coast on Sunday night, and then he'll head back up to Rocky on Tuesday. So he's got a bit of a trek ahead of him, and I'm sure he's going to have a good life up there. But look, our carnival was really good. We had a good carnival at Caulfield, and probably a little bit stiff not to win the Derby, and obviously Star Turn was outstanding, doing all the work, and he'd only just got beat. So we've had a pretty good carnival, to be fair.
Some nice young horses to come on, and I suppose you and your millionaire owners, Phelan and Shani Berry, got a lot of satisfaction out of beating the poor old Battlers last night.
Oh, come on, mate. Come on. You've got to play something
with them, mate. Yeah, good luck to you. What's the rain gauge reading this morning?
He really is filthy, Mike, He is really and filthy.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
I thought I wanted to get in first.
They're hard luck stories. Look, honestly, we've always had a bit of an epitome of our bloke. I know you have yours, but he's a pretty serious horse. He just doesn't really know what he's doing yet. And all the owners have been very, very patient. And obviously last start was probably a bit of pilot error, and he probably should be nearly 4 from 4. So he's a really good horse in the making. Just got to be a bit patient with him. He's 4 year old, but it's really like he's 2. He's just very green. But now I know you like yours, Duff, but I really like ours too.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, that's good. Good luck to you. Today, do you like this horse in the first ground break? Your tradition, he's trialling these horses on the Monday, but it seems to be working. But he seemed to be a good mover who did it well.
He did. I've spent most of his time this prep in Melbourne. He had a couple of easy jump outs down there, and
okay,
we decided to bring him back to Sydney and this race in mind. Look, he tried well. he's still a bit green. He still did a few things wrong. He just still wanted to over-race a touch. And, you know, he's got the ability. There's no doubt about that. He's definitely got the ability to win. You just got to do everything 110% right. And that's probably the key. So if he can do that today, look, he's going to be right there in the finish. I know it's a soft track. It's all unknown for all these horses, bar one. Obviously, Gerald's has been out there and won, and another one there that's raced, I think, in the Breeders. But look, in saying that, he's a lovely, big, strong colt. He looked good. You know, he's definitely taken every step we've asked him to take. So, look, without a doubt, if he puts it all together on the day, it's a race that he could win. But he needs to do everything right.
Just on that, Ron mentioned your tweet earlier that said 14 mils, and we're hearing 6.5 or something like that. Mate, can you clarify that?
Yeah, look, that was what was in my gaze this morning. Now, whether there was someone toasted or not or what, I don't know, but there's a little bit of difference, but my rain gauge, I like to know what's in it, and obviously it was still raining. We've had a little bit more. I've had another 3 mils in when I walked back in this morning. So, look, each to their own. I can only put out what I see in my gauge, and everyone else, well, that's all I can tell them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nudie Rudy, good effort winning first up.
Yeah, it was a really good run first up. You know, she jumped, she got balanced well. She really attacked the line, and, you know, we thought we'd have a good chance that night, and she done everything perfect. And, look, she mightn't be an absolute superstar, but I tell you what, she's got guts and determination. She's only small, but, look, she's right in this again today, and, you know, she's definitely trained on. She looks good, can't fault.
LMNOP stuck on well after a tough run first up.
Yeah, it was a very tough run. If he'd drawn a barrier, he would have won. There's no doubt about that. He drew wide. He got caught wide. You know, look, he could have rushed him and belted up to be outside the leader or wherever. But, it, you know, we thought he rode him perfect on the day. And he'd done everything right. And he still actually wanted to hit the line. He was entitled to run nowhere. So to be only just sort of been beaten in the fourth, I think it was a massive effort. Today, he's drawn the one. He's drawn the right barrier. But, unfortunately, I just don't know with this weather how the track's going to play. So, look, if it had been a dry track, yeah, I'd say definitely he could definitely win. But he still can. There's no doubt he's got some soft form. But it just really depends, honestly, how that rail's going to play.
Sandown one runner, Toucan Chew. It looked a target race for him. Just needs a few breaks from that draw.
I know you tipped him or liked him last start at Big Odds, and you were on the money there, Duff. His run was super. He probably got beat by a better horse on the day, and he really attacked the line well. Can't see why he can't do that again. He's done everything right. Third up, he's fitter, he looks good. Race the suit.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right, well, good luck today, mate. Let's hope they run well for you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Michael Hawks joining us there from Warwick Farm. They're saying 6.5. They're saying 17 for the week, Ron.
So, yeah. I don't think there's too many issues with it. Yeah, we'll be right there today.
Soft six.
As long as it stops by midday, we're cooking with gas.
Yeah, exactly. And I know I've mentioned it earlier, but it is Girls' Day out there, sponsored by Schweppes. And, Ron, this is the day where they really lock them in there and enjoy it. The girls go and the boys follow, and they've got the fireman out there today with that fireman sprint. They take the shirt off and run down the straight. Anyone would think they have good-looking bodies. They need to get a body like you and I, Duff.
It's unbelievable. You get to the real world.
Hey, enough of you laughing out of you, Mike Fraser.
I was just trying to imagine Ronnie running up the straight there with the straps they have to hold the pants up. With that little head wobbling. It would be good. You should do it, Ronnie, for charity.
Yeah,
line
charity,
up against
right.
The fireman.
Charity starts at home, mate.
Hey, Mike, as I about to go to the scratchings,
yeah.
How filthy was Ron that horse won last night and beat Sugar Bay Leonard? You could hear it in the interview.
I thought he was actually going to scrub that interview. Yeah,
I actually told them. That's what I was dirty about. I said, don't worry about Hawks today.
We had to get him on. All right, back with you guys shortly. Mark Van Gessel will join us. And we've got a few extra replacements here for Cobbett and Marshall. So stay tuned for those. Let's go through all the scratchings now for our tab meetings that we've got at this stage. Rose Hill, we're monitoring the weather out there. As of about 90 minutes ago, a bit under that, it was a soft 6, a penetrometer of 5.1, and the rail today is at 3 metres. In race 1, take out 8, African Rainbow, number 8. Race two is clear. The third, number one, Vassal, number one. The fourth, number six, Gambled, number six. Race five, number seven, Final Decision, number seven. Races six and seven are clear. Race eight at Rose Hill, number two, Wine Tiles, seven, Canna, and 11, Storm Siren. 2, 7, and 11. And race nine, number four, Ziggy Willie, 7, Perfect Dare, 10, Sugar Bay Leonard, and 11, Pick Me Up. 4, 7, 10, and 11. Now, some jockey changes, as we've told you. Jason Collett and also Taylor Marshall, out of their injuries last night, are not riding today. In race three, the rider for number four, Pursuit of Honour, is Ty Angland. T. Angland, race three, number four. Now, a new one through in race four, the Tab Highway. The rider for two, Darts Away, is Adam Hieronymus. Adam Hieronymus, race four, number two. In race five, the rider for three, Moral Victory, is Blake Spriggs, B. Spriggs. And the rider for six, Cadero, is Deanne Pena. Deanne Pena, race five, number six. And we're awaiting the rest to come. The others that we need are race six, number eight. Race seven, number six. Race eight, number 10. They're the ones that we're after for the filling of all the jockeys, with Collett and Marshall not riding today. So as soon as we get that information, we'll certainly bring it to you. Now to Kembla Grange, our leading provincial program in New South Wales. Again, as of just after 6:30, they've had 13 millimetres of rain and showers hanging around. It's a soft 7. Again, like Sydney, the bad weather is meant to clear by lunchtime. Race 1, take out 1, Arbitrate, number 1. Race 2, number 4, Calvina, and 8, Your Witness, 4 and 8. The 3rd, number 2, Broom Broom, and 3, Constantine, 2 and 3. Race 4, number 7, Fairyland is out. Race 4, number 7. Race 5 is clear. Race 6 at Kembla. 2, Black Marker. 3, Yeah Bravo. 5, Cosmic Engine. 6, Hot Money. And 9, Hurricane Harbour. 2, 3, 5, 6 and 9. Race 7, number 1, Lolly Shop. 3, Green Adventure. And 4, Cannot Be Serious. 1, 3 and 4. And race 8, number 2, Scandal Sheet, and 7, Little Miss Chelsea. That's 2 and 7. That's the information for Kembla, the first race just after 1 o'clock today. Now, we've got two other TAB programs in New South Wales. We've got them at Gundagai. It's Hair of the Dog Day after a very successful Snake Gully Cup Day yesterday. They've had the rain. They've had, in total, 22 millimetres for the last 24 hours. That's pretty well overnight. It's still overcast and the track is a soft 6 for Gundagai. Race 1, take out the numbers 2, 4 and 16. Race 2, the scratchings are 7, 12 and 15. Race 3, it's 5, 14, 15 and 16. Race 4, the scratchings are 8, 9 and 11. Gundagai race 5, take out 4 and 6. Race 6, take out number 4. And race 7, the scratchings are 4, 8, 9 and 10. And there is a late scratching also there for Gundagai. It's the emergency in race 1. Race 1, number 14, is a late scratching for Gundagai. Our other TAB program in New South Wales is at Narromine. They've had the rain. It's a heavy 9. The good news is today it's going to be fine and windy, so that track shouldn't get any worse. The scratchings, race 1, take out number 3. Race 2, the scratchings are 1, 5, 13 and 18. Race 3, take out 2 and 5. Race 4, it's 1, 5 and 11. Race 5 at Narromine, take out 1 and 8. Race 6, the scratching is number 10. And race 7, take out 1, 5 and 9. So fine weather expected today for Narromine. It is a heavy 9 and the winds are meant to be there. Now, a big day at Sandown in Melbourne. They're on the hillside there, the track. Well, they've only had 3.5 millimetres of rain overnight. The track has come up as a good 4. The penetrometer there today is 5.38 and the rail is true. Sandown race 1, take out 2, Expliticity, number 2. Race 2 is clear. The 3rd, number 6, Cinnamon Carter. 9 Sly Romance and 11 Bully Stock. That's 6, 9 and 11 out of race 3. Race 4, number 4, Swinging Arms, number 4. Race 5 at Sandown, 8 Sweet Varden, 13 Astro Diva, and the emergency is out also, and that is 17 Madame Mouton. So 8, 13 and 17 out of race 5. Race 6, 7 and 8 are clear, and race 9 take out 4 Pacini and 15 Temps Velour. 4 and 15, and race 10 is clear. Now, just coming into the system here is a late scratching at Sandown. Race